Well, here we go. The wetter weather that we've been talking about for several days now on its way. Hope you enjoyed the break. We did have a pretty decent lightning display last evening to the south as that surge of tropical moisture made its way northward into southern St. John's and southern Clay County, producing some very heavy rain and thunderstorms. They even had a few showers and storms in the afternoon hours in those areas south of Duval County. Went pretty much as expected with that surge of tropical moisture staying mostly south of the area for the majority of the day and evening. But now that tropical surge is headed northward, so clouds will be increasing today, and so will the showers and thunderstorms. And it's a wet period ahead, but there's one interesting aspect of this. It's being caused by an upper-level low along the Gulf Coast, pumping just a huge amount of tropical moisture northward up across the peninsula, and it gets wrung out, if you will, in heavy rain and storms across northern and central Florida, the Panhandle, into parts of Georgia, the Carolinas, west all the way to Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. But with this kind of pattern, the cloud cover is also very persistent, and that can limit our instability quite a bit. So with all that cloud cover, it may cut down on the intensity of the storms at times. It just depends on how much the sun can try to peek through and how warm we might get. Now, it appears today that we'll still manage temperatures at least in the upper 80s for a while, perhaps touching 90 degrees, and that should help fuel the showers and thunderstorms, producing a few strong storms as we get bands of showers and storms that will push to the north across the area, not just today, but then right through tomorrow and on into Saturday and Sunday. And it's not just a day thing. There'll be some overnight rain as well, more than likely in this pattern, even at times some morning showers and a few thunderstorms, but a tendency to be the most numerous and widespread and heaviest middle of the day through the afternoon and early evening after there's been a little bit of heating. It will take an edge off that heat, though, by Friday into the weekend. It'll still be very, very humid, but only in the mid-80s tomorrow and mid to upper 80s over the weekend for Saturday and Sunday. But lots going on, of course, as we head into the weekend. You don't have to keep an eye to the sky. It won't rain all the time, but there will be periods of showers and thunderstorms, and when they occur, quite likely some pretty heavy downpours. Then there'll be a break. The sun comes out a bit. It's very warm and humid, and then another band of showers and storms moves in. That upper level low will be sitting along the Gulf Coast, not too far from New Orleans, all the way through Sunday. And that means a mid and upper level flow out of the south and southwest, very high humidity, a lot of tropical air, and little disturbances moving along in that flow will help increase those showers and storms from time to time. Everybody gets at least some rain at one time or another between today and Sunday, with average rainfall of 1 to 3 inches, local amounts up to a half foot or more. So it's a wet pattern. We expect 100% coverage in the end, though it's not necessarily raining every single day everywhere. But overall, it is wet. Looks like the pattern finally breaks down by the middle of next week, by at least Wednesday, if not as early as probably by Tuesday. And we get a little bit of a break from the persistent rainfall in any case. In the tropics, continues to be pretty active, but nothing that's threatening Jacksonville, northeastern Florida, or any of the United States, the lower 48 anyway, so that's good news. We have Earl, which continues to strengthen, moving northbound, turning more northeast with time today and tonight. We'll make a close pass to the southeast of Bermuda tonight and early tomorrow, though far enough away that it would appear the hurricane conditions will stay a little bit to the south and east of Bermuda, but it's going to be uncomfortably close. Having said that, plenty of rain, winds, seas, surf for Bermuda through Friday morning before things improve as the storm accelerates to the northeast and moves away from the island in the afternoon and evening. A little bit of a bump in our surf here the next 24 hours or so, as we experienced yesterday and last evening, but it's not a lot. We had a decent set develop early yesterday morning at about high tide. It wasn't as good last evening, but in general, storms more than 1,000 miles away. So we'll get these sets every once in a while, especially at times of high tide, which is about 7:30 this morning, and then again a little after 7 o'clock tonight, where you get a little bit better set, maybe some occasional 3, if you're lucky, 4-footers, pretty clean. And then the rest of the time, it's not much better than 2, maybe 3 feet. So it's not a lot, but it's that we deal with here at on the northeast Florida coast. We don't get a lot of big waves, of course, and a lot of times when it does, it's very rough anyway. But in this case, they'll be pretty clean, coming down a little bit tomorrow and even more so over the weekend. We have Danielle still over the northeastern Atlantic. That's becoming a big ocean storm, losing its tropical characteristics finally. And we have a couple of pretty active tropical waves, too, in the eastern Atlantic. Now, one is going to develop likely fairly soon, becoming a depression and perhaps a tropical storm for a while, but then it gets kind of sucked up to the north behind in the backwash, if you will, the alleyway of Earl, and then runs into some pretty hostile conditions overall. So it's not expected to make it all the way across the Atlantic, not even close, and may even dissipate over the central Atlantic by or over the weekend. And then there's another wave behind that and a little more south that will head westbound, and that one might have a little more potential to get at least further across the Atlantic. How far remains to be seen, and that wouldn't be until something that would be until later next week, so plenty of time to track that system. And then we have K in the East Pacific. That one is affecting the Baja California, where hurricane warnings are in effect. But more importantly, as the storm weakens and peels away to the west, it will push a surge of tropical moisture northward into Southern California. That's huge because they've had a terrible heat wave this week that will break the heat and also has the potential to bring some rainfall to an area that needs rain, although it could also, like happens a lot of times, it could be too much rain and too short of a period, so there could be some flooding. But it does look like an end of the heat wave, at least for a while, for Southern California. Always more Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.